Okay, we have a hometown caller here, Randy in Las Vegas. Randy, what's on your mind? How you doing?
Hey, I'm an underground journalist. I want to break a medical research blockbuster.
What do you got?
Right here on the air. I just found out there's an island in the Persian Gulf that is an AIDS hospice quarantine island where they take all of their AIDS patients that they want to just put in hospice so that the rest of the world doesn't know about them over there. And a friend of mine who happens to be an advanced medical doctor was called to go to that island and speak, and what led to actually his disclosure that there is an advanced medical cure for AIDS, and he used this hospice island to prove his case and made every single person on the island who was there in quarantine PCR negative. That means that they no longer had any trace of the virus in their body after he was done with them.
So do you know how this was developed? Who developed it and where?
Yeah, I definitely do. His name is Dr. Semir Chachua. He's got an advanced medical technique, which is known as induced remission therapy, that he also uses on cancer patients. He can cure every form of cancer known to mankind with genetic engineering that uses a tagging complex and binds to receptor sites on cancer cells, viruses that cause the immune system to attack the cancer because they can now see it because it's got viruses stuck all over it.
I guess the question would be, how does anyone else verify the parts of your story you're telling us?
Well, some of this information has been covered in a magazine called Nexus Magazine, which has got a lot of controversial information on it. But this was some years ago that some of his material was actually mentioned in there. But I can tell you that they were so excited about the results that he achieved for all these people on this hospice island that somebody over there who is very, very wealthy gave him, as a token of their appreciation, a private island of his own in the Persian Gulf.
Well, I guess my next question is, if the information, at least parts of it, surfaced a couple of years ago, where's the cure? Because the world could sure use that. Is it being stifled, hidden, suppressed?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know if you check on, if you Google search the name, Semir Chachua, Dr. Sam Chachua, C-H-A-C-H-O-U-A, you'll actually find some information about him and on him that is out there. And he's made some incredible strides in the area of cancer, in AIDS, in heart disease. It can actually tag adhesion, scar tissue, and cholesterol for removal by the immune system and leave everything else intact. I've met some of the success stories. I've met at least two of his AIDS patients down in the north of Mexico, in the Baja region, where he literally had two AIDS patients come to see him because they were always checking on him after he had done what he did for them. And I got to meet these guys, and I got to see their actually before and after meds, all their paperwork and everything. And these guys looked healthier than anybody I'd ever seen. They were both wasting away on gurneys in the hospitals, waiting to die. One of them had a viral load that was literally in the hundreds of thousands. He was just hours from death when he got his first vaccines from Dr. Sam.
Well, that's very encouraging. I say that with reservations, of course. What is discouraging is that, as I said, you mentioned this had started years ago when the world still doesn't have it. The rest of the world
Let me give you some more on this. Back in 1993, he paid two of the most prestigious medical institutions in the United States, UCLA and Cedars-Sinai, $100,000 to do clinical trials. UCLA, he paid $100,000 to do clinical trials on his cancer vaccine. Cedars-Sinai, he paid $100,000 to do clinical trials on his AIDS vaccine. When Cedars-Sinai found out by their own research methods that he had 24 vaccines that were capable of neutralizing HIV in vitro 99% of the time or better. They shut down the study. They confiscated all the materials. They tried to disassociate themselves from him and say he wasn't even a medical doctor and that it was their technology he was trying to steal from them. It actually exploded in a court case because he brought Peter Sinai to court in Los Angeles, to federal court, and it only took a jury 2 days to decide unanimously in the doctor's favor. And then some commissioner stepped in and lowered the $10 million award that he was to receive to $10,000 as the final insult. This information was covered on MSNBC. If you look up on Google video or YouTube, you can find that news story that was actually broadcast on MSNBC covering this controversy.
Well, we're very interested, Randy. I'll ask you one more question. What are you doing with it? You said you're going to break the story yourself. Are you writing for a particular publication or just going to write something and see where it goes?
I'm going to put something together, and I'm putting it on the Internet under my own name, and I have no fear of retribution over this because I can absolutely prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that everything I'm saying is absolutely true.